93.
Let's turn our books to number 5. 93 will be the invitation song. You can come on either side. We'll help you to obey the gospel, or you need the prayers of the church. We'll help you in any way we can. Like I say, on every lesson, it'd be the best thing you ever done in your life is to obey the gospel and start walking the newness of life. You know, I don't know where to begin to thank of all the people that has accommodated me here and been so nice and encouraged me so much. And I can't thank enough for Junior and his wife, Jan. They carried us over and fed us this evening and had to put up with us for 5 hours. So I'm sure we know each other well. So I really enjoyed Junior and Jan. I appreciate everything you've done for my family. And it's been wonderful. That's the first time I've done that, so it was different for me also. Turn our minds to what we're here for, is to hear the Word of God. You know, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday, it seems like it came and gone. And I hope that I've said something that might benefit you in your lives. Because when I get up my lessons, like I say, and it's not no joke, anybody that knows me knows I get them up for myself. And if you like what I have to say about the Word, I hope it encourages your life and you do more for God, because that's what I want to do. I want to do more. And I say this about every time. I pray to God that He will give me faith, courage, and strength to continue to do the things that I do. You know, a lot of times we get weary. The Bible tells us this in Galatians 6:9, be not weary in well-doing. So we don't be weary in our well-doing, because in due season we'll reap if we faint not. And I believe that. I believe there's a home and glory waiting on us. I believe all we got to do is stay faithful unto death. Stay in the narrow way. You remember the example I gave you? When you're walking into church, that's the narrow way. Just use that as the illustration. Now, you're walking in to learn to obey the gospel, or you need the prayers of the church. Tonight's the night. Tonight is the night we need to do that, to make ourselves right with God, that we can live with Him forever. You know, He's blessed me unmerciful. He blessed us all to know the truth. We're members of the Church of Christ, and ones of us has obeyed the gospel. What a blessing that we talked about this whole weekend. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we can be called the sons of God. Is that not an honor or what? That we can be called the sons of God. Do we owe Him our lives? Yes, we do, don't we? We owe Him 110% of our lives, don't we? Everything we do, everything we say, the way we dress, where we go, everything goes to God, don't it? You know, I said this, and I'm going to say it one more time, and we'll get into the lesson. I don't care where I go or what I do, I'm a member of the Church of Christ. We got to remember that, Ann, because a lot of people think we're the only ones going. I think we're the only ones that's got an opportunity to go. Anybody's got an opportunity to go if they do what this says. That's the way we ought to put it, Ann. We all got our opportunity to go if we obey the truth in God. Amen. Now, all weekend I've been talking about our gift of life and warning our minds. And this morning we talked about peace. Peace of mind, that's what we're after. And this kind of goes along with all of it. But it's a lesson I got up talking about the fear of death. How many of us think about it? How many of us fears dying? You know, most of us, we don't fear dying, but we think about it a lot. You know, especially if we get sick, or that old man in the white coat says, hey, you got a problem. Oh, we go to fearing, don't we? So tonight, that's what we want to talk about. I think we've got the wrong concept of death. Fear of dying. Why are we trying to stay away from God? You ever thought of it that way? If you don't die, you can't get to God. That's another way of looking at dying, ain't it? We can't get to the people we love that's gone on if we don't die, can we? The fear of dying is in our minds all the time, ain't it? You ever thought about the flesh and blood can't enter therein? You know, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to leave this world. But we got to leave this world. That should be our preparations, and that was kind of the theme all weekend. We got to prepare this life for the death that's coming. Here's the illustration I want to say before I forget it. You know, we spend a lot of times, I'm saying we, I keep using we, I'm going to say I used to, and maybe you do too. So I'm not trying to offend anybody. I don't know how you think, but I'm going to say it this way. We spend a lot of time worrying about our health and the things that we should be doing, making sure that we're healthy, that we can stay here on this earth as long as we can. We fear that dying and stuff like that. But you know the part we ought to be fearing more than anything? It's the second death, not the first. The first death is mandatory. The second death is not mandatory. We can miss that place called hell, can't we? Hebrews 9:27 says, appointed unto man wants to die, and after this is the judgment. So shouldn't we put our whatever we have, our desires and everything, to miss what? The second death. Because we can't stop the first death. We understand that by the aches and pains we have, don't we? You can't stop the first death. So that's not where we should put our attention as much on as we should be putting it on the second death, which is, he'll cast us into the lake of fire. That's what we will be thinking of. We sang a song in our songbook, this world's not our home, but we try to make it in it. You know, a lot of times we say to ourselves, I should be doing more. Have you ever said that to yourself? Or said that to somebody? I know we ought to be doing more. Well, we ought to be doing more. That means we ought to get busy and do more. And this fear of death starts exciting because we'll put all our focus and our desires to be with who? That's why we're here tonight, ain't it? Glorify God? To be with God forever? That's why we've got to stay focused on it. We put too much emphasis on the death that we can't stop and not enough emphasis on the death we can stop. Does it make any sense? That's the death we're trying to miss. You can't stop the first death, ain't it? We all got to do it, ain't it? 2 Corinthians 5:10 says, for we all must stand before the judgment bar of God. So we all going to stand before that. All means everybody. Come. Whether good or bad, we're going to stand there before God and give account. Now there's four things we want to talk about. Why are we so fearful of dying? One could be, we don't want to leave our families. That's true. Number two, we try to think about where we're going, but we just can't figure it out. You know, we got a picture. Nobody's ever come back and said, hey, I've been there. Number three, we don't want to go to hell. Number four, I don't know if I'm ready yet. I don't know if I'll miss heaven. You ever think about that? What if we did miss heaven? All these things go through our minds. And we all know we're put here for a purpose, is to fear God and keep His commandments. We got to give God our lives. And as we go on through this lesson, we'll see the things that we can't figure out and stuff that we can figure out because it's in the Holy Bible. And first, our families. Matthew 10:37 says to forsake everything. Father, mother, daughter, everything. We got to forsake everything. We got to do what God wants us to do. We got to love God greater than anything in this world. You know, we talked about this morning. Do we really believe that God is a reality? Do we really believe that Jesus came to see? That's the key. We got to believe with all our heart, mind, and souls. And then we will dig in here, and then that will be our life that we want to look forward to. Then the fear of death starts subsiding on it. Then we'll stay away from that second death we talk about in Revelation 20:11-15. You know, if we don't want to leave our families here, it's the best thing to do about that. This is my conclusion of it. We need to prepare ourselves to leave here, and we need to get our families prepared to leave here. That's the key. We need to do with all our power and might. I got a nephew who I would have never thought would have left the church and did. And it tears me up all the time. But I'm going to get him back. That's the key. That we will help with our fear of dying because we know we're trying to get there and we're going to try to get them there also. And then when we die, we have that hope of eternal life. It's a lot better, ain't it, to know when you go to a funeral that somebody's got the hope of eternal life, that we can see them again. Is that not what we're after? We should dedicate our lives for saving our souls, helping our families, helping anybody that will hear the truth. And we all can make it to heaven if we do God's will. If we go through His plan of salvation. I hope you didn't misunderstand me. I don't mean everybody can go. We've got to go through God's plan of salvation to make it to heaven. Now, the things we can't figure out. God said He would never leave us. Do we believe that? He said He's faithful, but promised. Listen to this. Psalms 23 and 4. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why would we not fear no evil if we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death? Do you know that we're dying now? That's what we keep out of my mind. That's what I try to keep out in. I'm leaving here, no matter if I want to or not. So what should I be focusing on? The fear of me dying? Or the fear of the second death? That's the key. Stay out of the second death. We'll have a home in glory. That's what second death. So I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I fear no evil. Why? Because in Galatians 3 and 27, I was baptized into Christ. I put on Christ. Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ. He said, I'll never leave you. Though I'm always with you, Anna. Remember Matthew 18 and 20? Christ is in the midst of us tonight. He watches over us all the time. You know, we can pray to Him, and if it's His will, He'll answer our prayers. What a wonderful life we have in front of us. And didn't we talk about that Friday night? The gift of life and time that God has so mercifully given us to prepare. He gave us this life to prepare to meet Him. Ain't it wonderful to know if I die, I don't care where I die, get killed, if I'm by myself, if I'm in the ocean, where am I at, I'll never die alone. You heard the song, I'll Never Walk Alone? If we're living right, God won't let us die by ourselves, will He? That's why we need to walk the newness of life after we obey the gospel. The newness of life means we can't be conformed to this world. We've got to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Take out the things that we know, put in the things that God tells us to do. And you watch. We'll be having our families. And the things we can't figure out, we can figure out in here. He talks about heaven in Revelation. You ever read it? The streets pure gold. There's no sun there. There's no moon. God's glory lights it. Who in here tonight don't want to see that? I want to see it. Do you? We got to die anyway. Shouldn't we put all our love and care and attention? As it says in Revelation 3 and 10, it says, be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Did you notice that scripture's got a time limit on it? You know, we've got a time limit on our Christianity. Unto death. That's when we stop. Unto death. That means you keep growing till you die. The fear of death is aside on it, because we'll take all this vanity of the world and we'll say, this is not what I want. I want to be with God. I want to be with Jesus who died for me. That's where he's talking about the first love in Revelation. They was doing all they could do. But they left their love, their first desires. They was doing it because it was a habit thing. You know, a lot of times in our Christian life, I'll say my Christian life, we get in a habit. We get up, we go to church, we go home, we go back in the evenings, we go home. Got nothing out of it, did we? If we're nothing getting that nothing out of our worship, could it be me? Could it be me? Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 15 and 50. 1 Corinthians 15 and 50. Now this I say, brother, and this is Apostle Paul talking, that flesh and blood cannot enter in the kingdom of heaven, neither do it. Corruption inherit incorruption. Now, you see that I just didn't make this up, did I? Flesh and blood can't enter in. What are we? We're flesh and blood. So we got to lay down this old body and change to get there. Now, which death should we be fearing? The death that we all got to do that's mandatory, so appointed unto man, wants to die? or the second death that we can avoid. We better be trying to avoid where there's gnashing of teeth, ain't it? Do we really realize that there is a hell and it is coming? Put the emphasis on that too, as much as it is about heaven. We need to teach both sides, don't we? You know, God's merciful, loving, caring. I can stand up here for a while, I'm blue in the face, and give Him all the honor and praise. But when He tells me that you do wrong, He's still going to send me down there. You remember what I said this morning when God said it? He means it. That's the key. When God says this, He means it. Let's go to number two. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the last trump, the trump shall sound, and the dead shall rise and crumble, and we shall be changed. I'm going to use my illustration again. All these lessons I studied, I said things that I was going to say the next day, so it don't matter to say them twice. But this is my theory, only a theory. This is what I think. I think, and you may think that now since we read this, in a moment of twinkling of an eye, I think eternity's right here. It's got to be. That quick? Think about that. I'm not saying that's scriptural. I'm just saying in a moment of twinkling of an eye, Jesus can come back and I'm changed. Just like that. And I believe that we have eternity right here in my hands, too. Study to show yourself approved unto God of work. We need not to be ashamed rightly divide the word of truth. You want to make it to heaven? Open the book. Study. Death will not be an issue. Paul said he was twixt. He wanted to leave this world. You know, I'm not going to stand up here and tell you that I still don't have all this fear out of myself. I'm not. Because when you obey the gospel, you don't get everything. You've got to work for it. You've got to study. You've got to pray. You've got to meditate. But I'm working to get that faith, courage, and strength that I can say, I want to go. It takes a while to do that. We can't stand up here and say that behind the pulpit unless you really mean that, can you? But that's my goal. And with God's help, we'll get there, won't we? Let's move a little further. 53. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall it be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Now, what I'm trying to say is that. How can we get the victory if we don't die? Ain't that what it means? Death is where victory will be. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. And the strength of sin is the law. But be ye thanked to God that giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now here's what Paul is saying. Therefore, for the above reason, my brother, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know your labor's not in vain in the Lord. He summed it up at the end, didn't he? Be you steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Because in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we're going to leave here. Jesus could come back right now. We don't know. When is my time up? I don't know. But I guarantee you, the more you do for God, the more you keep concentrating on keeping out of the second death, the more easier it's going to be to leave this world. And if the doctor tells you you've got to have open heart surgery, it won't bother you as bad. That's the goal I'm after. I want to know what God says. Not what other people says. Revelation 21:4, there's a place coming that I'm trying to get there, and you can't get there in this flesh and blood body. There's no tears, no pain, the former things have passed away. That's heaven. If I say raise your hands tonight, who wants to go to heaven? This place would pack up, wouldn't it? We'd all stand up with two. Well, here's the part that we're trying to get across tonight, and I'm trying to get across to me. We've got to leave this world to get there. It's simple. We should be worrying about pleasing God and worrying about the second death more than we'd worried about this old flesh and body that's wearing slap out. It's wearing slap out. Our goal should be, has to be, to leave this world, to be with God. victories in Jesus. He came down here and died that I'd have the hope of eternal life, that I wouldn't fear this death. I would fear the second death, not the first, because you can't stop it. Number three. So victories in Jesus, if we do our best. We will not go to this awful place. I forgot to write down the scriptures, but it's in there. You can go to your concordance back there and it'll find it. Hell is not meant for you and me. You know hell was meant for? The devil and his angels. Don't the Bible say we go as an intruder? That's one place I don't want to intrude, do you? Think about that. We go as an intruder. God loves us so much, He sent His Son. He's made a way for us to get there. He bore it all. Did we listen to the words of the songs? He bore it all, that I might live. Hell is meant for the devil and his angels. It's not meant for us. That's why He's a loving, merciful, caring, all-seeing, all-great God. But He asks is one thing from us. Do what I tell you to do. Period. Hell is a place we don't want to go. But you know, I believe most of the world has got this thought out of their minds. They're not thinking about hell. Do we get this thought out of our mind during the days? Do we get sick or something happens? Then we kneel at the cross, and kneel at the cross because something's wrong with me. I know this fella had come to the front one time. He's having heart problems. Thought he was going to die, I'm sure. Made a confession. Went and had his test. He's okay. Never come back. You think God didn't know that? You know, I believe that's a lot of our problems in our lives. We don't think God understands. We can fool God, can't we? I can make a confession and I can do what I want to every time I confess. We can't do that, can we? 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith or you be worse reprobates. You know, God wants to love Him while we're on top of the hill. When we got the help and we got what we need. But it's not just wait till we get down here and we need Him. We need Him when we're up here. That's how we got up here. It's by God. Man. Death. It's scary. You know, I believe God done this. I can run a machine, a backhoe. I've been running it 30 years. And I dig graves. I see death. And I believe that's the reason why He let me. So I could see this. I see when the people go back. But when they got hope of eternal life, it's like David said. Didn't David say, I can't bring Him back, but I can go to Him. That's what our goal should be. Fear God only, keep His commandments, the whole duty of man, and there's no telling what He's got written down for you and me. If we fear death and hell, that means you're not a Christian and you're not trying to overcome and to put our trust in God. As we talked about this morning, Paul said, I believe God. Do we believe God? Do we believe God with all our heart, mind, and selves? You ask anybody in here who's obeyed the gospel and living a Christian life, and they'll say, it's a wonderful thing to have. Man, we understand. We understand that we've got to leave this world. There's nothing I can do. I can exercise, so I'm blue in the face, and I'm still, one of these days, I'm gonna be gone. But we need to focus on not fearing that. But you know, the things that we fear in life, the storms and everything, pulls us away from who? God. That's why we need to work on it. That's why I work on mine all the time. I'll stand here and look at you and tell you I'm working on mine daily. We got to get to the point to have the faith and the courage and the strength to say, if it's my time to go, I want to be with you, Lord. That's why we need to help our families. We need to think about hell and stay out of it, don't we? We know that He'll be with us. We know. We can't figure things out, but you can figure it out through prayer and studying. Then you realize you have that hope of eternal life. And I guarantee you, it makes that pillar a lot softer than I to know that we have that hope of eternal life. You ask anybody that's living a Christian life and say their hope is in what? Jesus. That's the victory. Because we don't do the things He says, we have no hope, do we? Now the question is, are we ready to die? Have you been baptized? Have you fallen away from church? Are we playing the game of Christian? Being a Christian, playing the game. Say we should be doing things and we're not doing things. James calls that sin. Therefore to him and north do good and doeth not him sin. 1 Corinthians 9:26-27, the Apostle Paul told the church there, he said, I keep my body under subjection. Lest I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. So if the Apostle Paul kept his body under subjection, shouldn't we? And I guarantee you, I told you this morning, is put all you can in 6 months, do as much as you can for God and see if it don't change your life. I'm not saying that's all you got to do. I'm just saying put it all in and you'll continue doing it past that 6 months. That's why I said it. So you would do it, then you'd see 6 months and you'd want to do it the rest of your life. That's the key. Apostle Paul did. He had to keep his body under subjection. You know, in the Bible, most of the time, to my knowledge, I won't say all the time because I might have missed one or two, but most of the time when Paul and them talked about dying, you know what they called it? Sleeping. Sleeping in Jesus. Those that are asleep will be caught up into the clouds. They didn't use death. You know, if we think we're going to miss it, we better get busy. Let's turn to one of this scripture here, John 8:51. John 8:51. Verily, verily, I say unto you, here's the key, here's the point, here's where all I'm saying tonight. This is the point. This is the whole key. This is why I'm talking about death tonight. This is the point. Verily, verily, Jesus said this, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he'll never see death. That sums the whole shebang up. Now, do what I tell you to do. You'll never die. You'll pass on to life, won't you? We focus too much on dying and not enough on our Lord. Because if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and you're prepared to meet God, you don't die anyway. The way I understand the Bible, is that what it says? With my little bit of brain, that's the way I understand it. This is the perfect law of liberty. The only way I can miss heaven, if I neglect so great salvation that was set to us. Hebrews 2:1-3. Like I said this morning, God did not make it so we would fall, or He wouldn't have sent His Son down here to suffer on that cross at Calvary. I hope tonight we see death supposed to be a time of joy, because someone is going to meet the Lord. To be with the Lord, guess what? Forever and ever and ever and ever. That's the way eternity is, then. Eternity is forever. Time don't mean anything in eternity, does it? That's the only way we can be with God, is to drop the old flesh and blood. Now here's a theory. again, this is my theory. Have you ever thought and wondered why you can slosh this around in your head? Have you ever thought and wondered why when you go to a funeral, everybody's in black? Ain't it supposed to be a time of joy? If somebody left here prepared to meet God, and there we are in black clothes, and just then sombering and brings the mood. That's what happens to people who start fearing death so much, is because everything slows down. But if you're prepared to meet God, it's a time of joy. I know it's hard to realize, and you think, I don't want to lose mine either. So let's get them all prepared, and let's get them all going together. Then we can meet up there. And like I used to tell the boys when they was little, I said, boys, if y'all go before me, or if I go before you, I'll wait on you at the gate. Then we growed a little bit more in the scriptures. I said, no, I'll wait on you inside the gate. Get inside the gate. I didn't want to miss it. I didn't want to shut the door on me on the outside. So let's think about that. But it should be a time of rejoicing. I told you it'd be a little different than you heard about death. Because death in this life, we've got to do it. It sounds kind of blunt, but that's what he said over here. Verily, verily, I say unto you, to keep my saying, you shall never see death. So if we're doing God's will, we won't see death. So which death should we prepare for? We should keep ourselves away from that second death. Because if you die the second death, you can't come back. The opportunity is over. Man. The reason why we fear death so much, one of the reasons is because we disobey God. You disobey God, we better fear death. We better fear death. 1 John 3:18 says, we got to love God, not in word, but in deed and in truth. You know, that's the definition of love for us. We can say we love God till we're blue in the face. But unless you're doing His will, He says you don't love me. There's a difference. And if we're doing what God says, and we're praying, and we're studying, and we're taking the Lord's Supper, and we're in that narrow way, and we're doing the best we can, we're busy doing the things we can, we should be the happiest people in the world. Because we please in God. We're not pleasing men. Our people. That's the key. Out of all the lessons I have this weekend, we got to do all them things, and then the fear of death will start subsiding. And then we'll start wanting people, our kin folks, our kids, make sure everybody's prepared. Tell everybody the wonderful gift that God has given us, which is the truth. It's the Church of Christ. And we can all make it together. So if we think we're going to miss it, we better get busy. Anyway. So death is supposed to be a time of joy. Let's get our names in the book of life and keep them there. We fear God and keep His commandments is the whole duty of man. If you never obey the gospel, you hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized for the remission of sins, and God adds you to the church. Acts 2:47. If you've done that, you fell away, you need to pray to the church, you brought reproach, and come to the front, we'll pray with you and for you, and get our names in the book of life. We can start doing the things we should be doing. We have a hope of eternal life, to be with God forever. Ain't that what our goal is? Shouldn't that be our goal? To leave this world? I hope this is a different perspective about fearing death. You know, death is I've seen it. I've seen people. I see it all the time. But we know it's going to happen. If we prepare and somebody leaves our family, we can meet them again. You want to meet them again? Prepare tonight. Prepare for the death that's coming that we can't stop. It's coming in the judgment day. And then that's the second death we better be worrying about. When He tells me, I never knew you, the party's over. I can't go back. Stand there till you're blue in the face and try to reasoning with Him. You think it'll work? No. Because when God tells us something, all through the Bible, you can see He means it. That's one thing I've learned over the years. When God says something, we better do it. And if we're doing that, the fear of death is subsided. Well, let's help our families. Let's keep that thought that if we don't do it, we'll go to the wrong place because God said we would. You can't figure out the things. You don't know what's going on. God would never leave us. He said He would. What do we read this morning? My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Living the Christian life is what it's about. That's the whole duty of man. I hope out of all these lessons this week that we fear God and we're going to keep His commandments and we all can be together with who? God. But we've got to stay focused on the prize. What is it? Philippians 3 and 14. I press towards the prize of the high calling of God. Philippians 4 and 6 is my favorite verse. One of them. Be careful for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplications, let your requests be made known unto God. Pray to God as much as you can. He wants us to. He wants us to rely on Him. Did you know that? He wants us to rely on Him. He wants us to turn it over to Him. Let's stay away from that second death. Let's stay focused on life. The wonderful gift of life and time. Use it wisely to get everybody together and let's all go. Let's all be with God forever. Ain't that a wonderful scenario? To everybody go. Let everybody go. They come in contact with us. Share this gift that He so mercifully gives us, which is what? The truth. If you never obey the gospel, you have that opportunity